Having studied heart sounds and murmurs, we will now listen to selected arrhythmias. Some arrhythmias have distinctive auscultatory findings, while others are indistinguishable on auscultation. Anytime an irregularity in heart rate or rhythm is detected on auscultation that the clinician cannot confidently identify, an electrocardiogram should be performed to confirm the rhythm diagnosis. Sinus rhythm is a very regular rhythm that does not vary by more than 10% from beat to beat with respiration. Sinus rhythm is normal in dogs and cats, and many examples of sinus rhythm and sinus arrhythmia have already been heard on this CD. Sinus arrhythmia is an irregular rhythm that is usually associated with a normal heart rate. The irregularity is generally regular. In other words, there is a recognizable pattern to the irregularity, and it is most often associated with the phases of respiration such that the heart rate speeds noticeably on inspiration. On inspiration, there is reduction in vagal tone that results in a noticeable increase in the heart rate. The degree of irregularity may be increased by conditions that enhance vagal tone. Sinus arrhythmia is a normal rhythm in dogs and cats, but it is less common in normal cats, and pronounced sinus arrhythmia may be associated with respiratory abnormalities in cats and some dogs. Listen first to a simulated sinus arrhythmia. Listen now to a recording of sinus arrhythmia from a dog with respiratory disease. Atrial fibrillation is characterized by a rapid, irregularly irregular heart rhythm. The loudness of the heart sounds also varies from beat to beat, and there may be S1s that are not followed by S2s because of inadequate ventricular filling during high heart rates. Auscultation of this irregularly irregular rapid heart rhythm with variably intense heart sounds is often described as similar to the rhythm that results from listening to tennis shoes tumbling in a clothes dryer. Atrial fibrillation is often associated with dilated cardiomyopathy in dogs and also occurs with long-standing cardiomyopathy in cats. Listen now to this recording of atrial fibrillation from a dog. Now listen to this recording of atrial fibrillation from a cat. Ventricular premature complexes should always be suspected when a heartbeat occurs noticeably prematurely and that prematurity is associated with a pulse deficit. Ventricular premature complexes cause asynchronous depolarization of the ventricles and therefore may cause splitting of the heart sounds. Atrial premature complexes do not alter the normal depolarization sequence of the ventricles and therefore do not generally cause splitting of the heart sounds. It should be noted that ventricular premature complexes and atrial premature complexes cannot usually be reliably differentiated from one another on the basis of auscultation alone. An atrial premature complex conducted with aberrancy may also have associated split heart sounds, and not all ventricular premature complexes produce audible splitting. With both atrial and ventricular premature complexes, the loudness of the first sound is variable, and the loudness of the second heart sound is often reduced and may be absent. See Figure 3-3. Listen now to the simulation of ventricular premature complexes. Note the splitting of the heart sounds associated with asynchronous activation of the ventricles, and the compensatory pause following the ventricular premature complexes. Compare what you just heard to the simulated atrial premature complexes. Note that the heart sounds are not split, and there is no compensatory pause after the premature beats. Now listen to this recording from a dog with frequent premature beats. Try to notice both the premature sounds as well as the pauses in the rhythm that follow the ectopic beats. The ECG in this animal revealed both atrial and ventricular premature complexes. Paroxysmal ventricular tachycardia and paroxysmal atrial tachycardia are characterized by bursts of tachycardia that begin and end abruptly. Patients can have periods of sinus tachycardia that can be confused for paroxysmal atrial tachycardia or paroxysmal ventricular tachycardia. However, periods of sinus tachycardia tend to speed up and slow down gradually, rather than change abruptly. Paroxysmal ventricular tachycardia may have audible splitting of the heart sounds and variation in the intensity of the first heart sound. Atrial tachycardia usually does not have split heart sounds and sometimes can be terminated with vagal maneuvers. Suspicion of paroxysmal atrial or ventricular tachycardia on auscultation should always be confirmed by an ECG. Listen now to a simulated ventricular tachycardia. Now, compare this to a simulated paroxysmal atrial tachycardia. This completes our study of arrhythmias. We will now present four unknowns. After determining the correct answers, fill in the appropriate blanks in your guidebook. Some cases have more than one possible answer. This arrhythmia is heard in an Irish wolfhound with dilated cardiomyopathy. This arrhythmia is heard in a coughing dog with bronchitis. This arrhythmia is heard in a German shepherd that had been hit by a car. This arrhythmia is heard in a 5-year-old Doberman Pinscher, seen for routine vaccination.